You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. Scammers, stop trying to scam Seth, all right?
This is an interesting one. It made it through the filters on my Gmail, and it's an invoice for a $630 Netflix subscription.
Oh, my God. So, what a dummy you are for spending that much on Netflix. I only spend like $15.
Yeah, well, it's for four devices, apparently, Sean.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. They just tacked on
a
zero.
Which one's, the ones that I get that actually almost got me once was a toll road invoice.
Oh.
Or it was a text. I guess this is pretty common because I searched it. But at first, I clicked on the link. I was like, oh, crap. Because you're always driving through in other states. You know, you drive through toll roads. It might not be Easy Tag or something. So it's like you've got to call a number and you can pay afterwards.
Yep.
And I'm not always paying attention. So I've gotten legitimate invoices for those before.
Sure.
So that's where it got me because I was like, oh crap, I was driving in New York State and I must have gone through a tunnel or something that I didn't realize. And I caught myself at the last moment and Googled it. And they're like, oh yeah, that's a scam.
Oh, so you never clicked on it. That's good.
Yeah. No, okay. I clicked on it, but I didn't, when it came time to pay.
I got you.
I was like, wait a second. No, something's not right here.
Okay. Yeah. Got you. See, I'm always worried. I just click. I'm not even worried about the payment part. I'm worried about clicking on the link and it's some virus or something.
And then you end up getting,
some spyware.
Luckily it wasn't that.
Spyware still a thing? Can I get infected with that? I don't know. So
I feel like pretty much I'm under surveillance 24 hours a day, and I just don't worry about it anymore.
That's probably a good way to go about life.
I try to use it as a turn-on more than anything else. If you're watching this...
Seth wants to give the people what they want.
You've never seen anybody clean their undercarriage quite like this before, have you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got angry with the Rockets yesterday, Seth, and it was towards the end of the show. I was glad that I didn't let my anger shine through on the show. Maybe I should have. It would have been good. But this is what got me angry. So this Luka Doncic trade, perhaps you've heard of it. They're still talking about it days later. And I think it's still getting talked about. Look, it's going to be talked about through the postseason here because of the Lakers are starting to ascend. The Mavericks are turning into a bit of a disaster. For all the reasons we thought they would when they made the trade, which is Luka is a better player than Anthony Davis. And oh, by the way, Anthony Davis gets hurt all the time.
Right.
And he got hurt in literally the second or third quarter of his first game as a Maverick. He got a soft tissue abductor injury, no contact, just pulls up lame and yada, yada, yada. He's out for a month now. You know?
Yeah, but Sean, he doesn't drink beer. So there you go. Okay. So it doesn't matter that he's injured all the time. They trust that he's going to be a little less pudgy.
Than Luka, who likes his beer, reportedly. Yeah. So is this thing, man, like there's nothing more fun than Schadenfreude, at least on this show. We're very petty on this show. We know that. As I'm watching Seth yesterday, the TV on in our studio here had, I think it was First Take that was on, and they had the caption at the bottom of the screen, and it said, are the Lakers a contender now? And I'm like, okay, that's a fair question. They've got, you know, two of the best players in basketball. who I think are very, like, you know, I think they're going to find a way to mesh really well on that team. 5 minutes later, the caption at the bottom of the screen: Are the Mavericks done?
So yeah, it's, so you're like, right.
So
yeah.
Caption wise, this trade is going exactly how Team Schadenfreude would want it to go. Okay, so you got those two captions, right? This is all happening like during as I'm got my eye on the TV.
It would mind you, they've probably just finished hashing over the question of whether Pat Mahomes is done forever as a great quarterback.
right.
You know, it just yes.
So these are the headlines on here. Are these two things? So then. Then the next segment is about how it's kind of adjacent to the Are the Mavericks Done? They start talking about this mutiny that's going on in their arena the other night. Uh-huh. It sounded like fan Thunderdome. You know what I mean? Where fans are bringing in, they had a protest outside the arena. That happened on Saturday and at the next game. People holding up Fire Nico signs for Nico Harrison, the GM of the Mavs. People getting kicked out for holding up Fire Nico signs, which would seem to be free speech. I guess the Mavericks are the government in that building. So they say, nope, that qualifies as you violating the NBA fan code. There's an NBA fan code out there. There was yelling going on between fans and Mark Cuban, who's always been a pretty fan-friendly owner. He's pointing at Mavericks fans, telling him, shut the F up and sit the F down. There's videos of that out there. They're booing. Raining boos down on the new owner of the Mavericks. This forget his last name, but he's part of that Adelson group that bought the team. They're booing him. I mean, it is crazy in and out of that arena. Are the Mavericks done? Are the Lakers contenders now? And then the coup de grace, the cherry on top of the sundae, is that during the next break, ESPN plays an ad for Anthony Davis's new prank show that debuts on February the 16th. From the makers of Impractical Jokers, you have Anthony Davis, I forget what the name of it is, like Fouled Out or something like that. But it's this prank show, and they're showing the commercial, and Anthony Davis in street clothes doing pranky things to people with a big smile on his face, which if I were a Mavericks fan would just make me livid. I know he taped all this stuff before the season and when he was a Laker, I'm sure. But there's something, it's almost like when the Astros are playing horribly and then an HEB commercial comes on, and I'm like, I am so mad at Bregman and Altuve right now. I don't want to see them driving through the countryside with each other.
Yeah.
So you have all this stuff going on, right? Like, this thing cannot be going worse for Dallas and better for the Lakers. And this is where I'm angry at the Rockets. Is that the one thing that let the Mavericks up off the mat through this whole saga since that tweet came out from Shams about this trade two Saturdays ago was the Rockets laying down for the Mavericks. The only good thing that's happened to them this whole last 10 days.
You could have made it that much more.
Could have made it that much worse, and
it would have been perfect because it would have been a team that has a lot of young core, and it'll be a team that you're contending with in the future.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Could you have just done that?
It reminded me, and then I got mad at the Texans because you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the Jets loss, where the Jets were terrible this year, and the one good day the Jets had all year was that Thursday night, Halloween, second half, Aaron Rodgers looked like Aaron Rodgers for 30 minutes of football, and that was it. And so I got mad because of the Doncic trade yesterday.
I'll tell you what.
I'm mad at the Rockets, and I'm mad at the Texans.
Angry at the Rockets and the Texans jointly, and that's become a running theme with the Texans over the last couple years. It's, man, at some point, you got to figure out a way to beat the Titans at home.
Right.
You got to figure out a way to beat the Jets on the road.
Yeah.
You got to be able to figure out a way to beat last year's version of the Panthers. Like all these things,
Falcons,
where they play their worst games versus the worst teams.
Yes.
Yeah. That is very, very frustrating.
Yes. So I got reminded of that because of how bad the Doncic trade has been going for the Mavericks. The one time that they got let up off the mat was a Houston team doing it. And you got to stop Houston teams. You got to stop giving hope to these hopeless teams, even if it's in small little spurts.
I forgot. I sent you the audio, but I didn't send it to Ben. So we'll play it in a future segment here. One of the most entertaining things to come out of this was Stephen A. Smith suggesting to Brian Windhorst that the Lakers should, if they really want to go for it, they should sign Dwight Howard, who's I think still playing in China at this point.
Hasn't been in the NBA for years. What, Windhorst tore him up over that.
Windhorst looked so frustrated. It looked like Windhorst was going through the crisis of conscience that I think Dan Orlovsky is going through right now.
Yeah.
Where it's like, all right, do I I want to be taken seriously. And I don't, look, Orlovsky has some goofy takes at times, but I feel like he's trying like hell to actually base it on analysis and everything. Yep. Where there's a part of ESPN where it's just say the most ludicrous thing you can imagine and we'll get clicks for it and then we'll pat you on the butt and give you a lot of money.
And give you $18 million a year.
Yeah.
That's So yeah, the Doncic trade could not be going worse for Dallas. Man, why'd you have to do that, Rockets? Why'd you have to do that? Why'd you have to play me like that?
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, in my building yesterday, I'd never seen this before. Somebody got evicted across the hall from Amy and I.
Yeah.
And it's happened. I've seen, like, we've had evictions in the building before. A very noteworthy other one on our hallway. Things are popping on our hallway. We live in a nice building, and we've had two evictions in the last year right across the hall from us in two different apartments. This one yesterday, though, was this girl lived in the apartment across and two doors down from us, and she'd lived there a long time. We saw her once. I saw her once. She ordered, like, takeout every meal. You walk past her door, there was takeout in front of her door all day long.
Yeah.
She wasn't fat or anything like that. The one glimpse I got of her was when she opened the door to grab some of her takeout, and she was actually only in her bra and panties grabbing the takeout and went back inside. Maybe she's an OnlyFans model. I have no idea. At any rate, she, at some point in the last few weeks, there's an eviction notice that wound up on her door with, like, a drop-dead date of be out of here by such and such a date.
Yeah.
I think she had been gone already. She's not in there because that
she just up and run off.
But so yesterday was the day, 11 a.m.
Yeah,
February the 11th. We are coming for you. And so the constable comes in and they take some guys that work in the building. And I go out in the hallway to go down to the gym at like 1 o'clock, and all of her stuff is in the hall. Like all of her stuff. Our hallway looks like a flea market. It's just
right, yeah. I was kind of surprised when you showed me the video. It took me a second to process it. Like, oh, wait a second, this is just, yeah, because it's not like a house where they can put everything out on the street.
It's in the hallway.
It's just all lined up in the hallway.
It's in the hallway. So I sent the same
video. And it was nice stuff.
Yeah, the same.
She could have pawned off at least half of that and come up with a month's rent at least.
Exactly. That's what I said. It was funny. I sent the video to Amy, and the very first thing you see in the video is a couple of bar stools, which she wanted. But then on one of the bar stools, it was apparently a very nice purse, like a very expensive purse.
Yeah.
And Amy's like, grab the purse. And I put the video on the group text with Amy and Vanessa Richardson. And the two of them are going back and forth like, yeah, girl, go get that purse. Like they're egging each other on to just go start taking stuff. As it turns out, they ended up cleaning out the hallway by the end of the day. As it turns out, Amy looked up the rules.
Yeah.
I.e. the law. And apparently we could have just taken some stuff if we wanted to.
Wait, if somebody gets evicted and the stuff's just sitting out there on the street, never listen, everybody. This is not some poor struggling single mother who was on welfare or anything else like that. Like it was, it's a nice apartment building. He's not robbing from the poor to feed his own rich mouth.
No.
So you're allowed to just take whatever's sitting on the outside.
This is what Amy told me as we were sitting down watching television last night. She Googled it. So this is not legal advice. Nor is this advice for you, for all of you to drive around town finding eviction notices and then sitting out there in a lawn chair waiting for them
Don't
to empty
Don't be following
the house.
Sean up into the elevator, okay?
That's right. But Amy, she was kind of mad. She's like, God, I could have grabbed that purse right there.
And it was gone by the time she realized
gone. Yeah, it was. Yeah. And I don't think people had come cherry-picking stuff. There were literal, like, guys at work in our building that are maintenance guys in our building were literally taking things to the freight elevator and moving them downstairs. Maybe it's still in the building. Maybe they're all just all the stuff sitting down there in the
Maybe
in
the
docking bay.
Guys got a good chunk of it. That'd
they
be a
should.
Nice little
you know what?
Christmas bonus.
I would be in favor of that. Anybody that does stuff that I wouldn't do, like moving things, I'm like, dude, take what you want, man.
Any way Amy could tell whether it was a real or counterfeit purse?
Probably not. Probably not. But I would say based on A, the building this woman was living in. And B, the rest of her stuff, which was pretty nice.
Yeah.
And it was probably real, if I had to guess.
I should have asked you to grab some stuff.
Yeah, what did you think? Did you see anything? A nice TV there. They had a couple...
Yeah, the TV looked nice. I refuse to quit my television, despite how all screwed up it is with all its COVID chips in there and
you got
everything.
A bad television.
Bought a TV in 2020, an idiot. Just supply chain issues. Yeah.
The other eviction we had was the apartment right next to that one, and it was some kid who was probably in his early 20s. Who was clearly his parents were paying for that apartment. Like he had no job. He wasn't, you could smell the weed coming out of the apartment. There were people dropping by his apartment who were probably buying weed from him. Like those of us living on the hallway got on him quick. Like
there were a lot of people coming in all the time.
Yeah, and you could smell the weed out in the hallway. Like, all right, this ain't that kind of building, man. So we got on him quick, but dude, it takes a long time to get somebody evicted from an apartment building.
Yeah.
It's a process, man. Like we were talking.
Well, I guess you don't know for sure that his parents were paying for it if it is also. I mean, you can make a pretty good living as a drug dealer.
You can. Yeah. Here's where we found out. Well, the people in the building
for a little while at least.
The people in the building, I talked to some of the people, the leasing agents and stuff. They told us his parents were paying like eventually.
Oh, okay.
It came to light and eventually when they were evicting him and all his stuff was getting put in the hallway, his mom was there. And she was like apologizing to me as I'm walking down to the end of the hallway to my
apartment. Oh, really?
Yeah. So we've had a lot of drama on our hallway, man.
Maybe you could have been a mentor to the young fella.
No, I don't think so.
Did you ever try to take him under your wing and just like, hey, man, listen, this, you just want to maybe make some different decisions in life?
Never did. I got three of my own and who aren't nearly as dysfunctional as they're not dysfunctional at all, thankfully. But like, no, I got enough on my plate already. No.
When she was, okay, so let's go back to this. You said that she was you caught sight of her. Picking up
one time,
grabbing the food while she was in her bra and panties.
Yeah, she opened the door.
How long had you been parked in the hallway waiting for that moment?
Only like 30 or 35 minutes. Not too long.
Did you make eye contact with her?
I quickly turned my eyes away. Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't an accident. She'd been waiting for you to come out. Maybe she'd been parked inside the
people. I'm the one that people in that building are waiting for.
Yeah.
they got a.
She might have been looking at the very least, like, okay, look, maybe she was looking to try to bilk you out of some dough or something.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe. She had
Did she grab it quick and duck inside, or did she kind of linger?
She kind of was uncomfortable as well. It was
Okay.
There would have been a lot of sweet talking that would have needed to go on. We started off very uncomfortably.
The worst thing about accidentally seeing a woman in a position like that is that feeling of like you feel like a creep even though you're 100% innocent.
Right.
You're like, you feel like somehow either she's going to think that you were trying to or that you just feel that way. You're like, ah, crap, I shouldn't be looking at this. It was like 0.2 seconds.
And it's the only time I ever like ran into her in the building at all. When I tell you she was shut in there just ordering takeout all the time, I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah,
you're right. I do wonder if I ever ran into her a second time, would I have been like in the elevator where you've got to stand there with just them for an extended period of time? How would I have handled that? Probably would have just turned to her and said, "You look pretty good. You looked all right." Yeah.
I was in college once. I was walking into we were around the athletic facility and I had to go get a piece of equipment, so I just flung a door open to go grab this thing into what I thought was going to be a dark room. And it was like four female student athletes getting their body fat checked.
Oh, Jesus.
They were in their undergarments. And I think I was by far the most mortified of all of them. One of them actually came out a couple minutes later and was like, Seth, it's okay. It's okay. It's no big deal. I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, I swear. I'm sorry.
You should have stayed there and played a little game. Is the number correct?
Yeah. I'll tell you gals what your body fat is.
Yeah.
The old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
By shaming you.
That's right.
Hey, you there, fatty in the corner.
That's right.
What are you even doing with your life?
You got the doctor there going, Mary's is 12.4%. And Seth's like,
I did the old sorority girl thing. I like circled the problem areas.
Yes. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Of all players to, I think, give the perfect description of C.J. Stroud, and his leadership style was Derek Stingley Jr. on the Pivot podcast. This is, I think, the best description of why C.J. Stroud is who he is for the Texans. We'll have that for you coming up next.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.